If you have a suggestion, call 387-6303, and I'll see what I can do. It's just after 10 o'clock. We do this program within a program every evening. We do a whole hour of music and other sounds without interruption. It's called Green Slime. It has its own theme song. It goes like this.
A collision course with Earth.
Sleepy land of let's pretend. In the faraway skies where the dicky bird flies and the rainbows never, never end, we'll saddle up a coal black pony and ride him through a field of stars to a place I know where the Milky Way flows through a forest of chocolate bars. We'll ride over gumdrop mountains and wade in a soda pop sea. We'll play in the park where the puppy dogs bark and the teddy bears roam so free. So come along with me, little cowboy, to the sleepy land of let's pretend, where the kitty cats play with the bunnies all day and the boy is everybody's friend. It's time to ride the trail, little cowboy, to the sleepy land of let's pretend. In the faraway skies where the dicky bird flies and the rainbows never, never end. Oh, we'll saddle up a coal black pony and we'll ride him through a field of stars to a place I know where the Milky Way flows through a forest of chocolate bars. We'll ride over gumdrop mountains and wade in a soda pop sea. We'll play in the park where the puppy dogs bark and the teddy bears roam so free. So come along with me, little cowboy, to the sleepy land of let's pretend, where the kitty cats play with the bunnies all day and the boy is everybody's friend. Come on, son. Time to go to bed.
She'll be coming, she'll be coming, she'll be coming. coming when she comes. Grandma
dumps when she comes.
Yum, yum, whoa,
Grandma dumps when she comes.
Yum, yum, whoa, back.
Grandma dumps and Grandma dumps then
Grandma
dumps when she comes.
Yum, yum. Scratch there, grass, yum.
She'll scratch when she comes.
Scratch.
Oh, we'll all go out when she comes.
Hi there. Whoa, back.
Then we'll all have
Grandma
dumplings. Then we'll all have
Grandma
dump when she comes.
Thank you. tu veux parfois. Aïe, maman, 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 tu m'aimes comme un lion, maman, que c'est bon. Dès que revient l'été, tu te couches dans l'herbe et tu bailles au soleil. Je n'ose plus bouger, car il ne faut jamais troubler ton sommeil. Mais quand tu te réveilles,
belongs in the hands of people.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. The dollar buys the nickels worth. Banks are going bust. We know things are bad, worse than bad.
Bad.
They're crazy, 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 crazy.
10 seconds to commercial.
Sometimes extreme behavior can be the warning sign of a mental illness. Learn to see the sickness.
The President of the United States!
Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
The sickness.
Regrettably,
bloodshed.
We now believe
strife.
That only force
riot
will make him leave.
Right. I am certain our cause is just, a gallon of gas. And I am certain our cause is moral,
loss of life.
And I am certain our cause is right.
Give me the goddamn money. A new world order.
I don't know.
It's going to be all right tonight.
Lying.
Again.
I'm from the United States of Kiss My Ass.
Stupidity.
Again.
Demonstrations of this kind are demoralizing the whole country.
Again.
Don't hate the media. Become the media.
It's up to you.
Choice.
It's up to you.
Change the world.
It's up to you.
Please do your part.
What the truth is.
Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park.
Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave. Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
The protesters are a tiny but vocal minority. The American people overwhelmingly support the President of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel?
Bum, you get a job.
Out into the world.
Are you
as accompaniment to all this, we hear excited talk
and extravagant
nonsense on all sorts of subjects. All sorts of subjects. Extravagant nonsense on all sorts of subjects by extremists. An extravagant exaggeration of the dangers of extremism.
The truth, however, will not and cannot be denied.
And these were the all-important questions.
Which every honest mind must recognize.
How great is it? And what does it signify?
Recognize.
An extravagant nonsense.
And what does it signify?
Does it signify?
How great is it?
Extravagant nonsense.
And what does it signify?
Extravagant nonsense.
And as a compliment to all this,
we hear excited talk
and extravagant
nonsense on all sorts of subjects. And extravagant nonsense on all sorts of subjects
by extremists.
An extravagant exaggeration of the dangers of extremism.
The truth, however, will not and cannot be denied.
Try, but you couldn't cry. like hour.
Today, my room is over hours. You can stay if you know your lines. You please look here, I'll suck your mind. Dry, you'll never guess. And you can never know me. I'll tell you if I begin to feel. What's your name? Sky. Oh, well, I'm growing out of this place. I think it's time to change my face. Yeah, you can't even try.
we have your name, sir?
Maston, Bob Maston.
Bob, we can now get into the human brain. We can listen to what the brain is thinking even before the being who possesses the brain expresses that thought. Is it your feeling that this is going a little too far?
No, I think it's like any other discovery. Fire, explosives, anything else.
Would you be interested yourself in finding out what your brain was thinking and listening to those thoughts?
Well, if it would accomplish something. It's like listening to gossip. Gossip is no good. But if there's a thought behind it, a purpose in it, then it would be interesting.
What essentially it boils down to is a recording device would be lowered into your brain after a surgical opening. It would be lowered into your brain and it would record thoughts that are just being formulated at the time that the device was lowered into your brain. You would go along with this, wouldn't you?
What would be the purpose of it?
Well, a recording would be made.
Well, it would depend. What would be gained out of it? Would it help somebody? Would it aid me? Would it be an advantage to it?
Sure. Insofar as your personal benefit is concerned, you would have privy. You would have access to a thought that was being formulated in your brain that might never reach a conscious level. Hmm. That's what it would. That's how you would gain. Others would gain in another way.
In other words, what you're doing, you're probing the subconscious to bring it out to attention of your conscious mind.
Right.
Right. And then we're going to put it on a phonograph record.
Well, now that would be interesting.
Would you be willing to go along with it? Would you be willing to contribute your thoughts?
Contribute?
We want to open your head up and make a recording, right?
That's what it boils down to.
Who's going to do it?
We're trying to make a buck, just like everybody else, let's face it.
We're going to turn out an LP, get it in stores. It'll be your thoughts. You won't make any money on it. Mm-hmm. It'll be your thoughts, and we'll make the money because we perform the operation if it comes out.
You would get to hear your own thoughts. That's what it would boil down to. All we're asking you to do is to accompany us to a room in this area. It's not an involved operation.
The fact that you aren't doctors in the first place, I would never let anyone operate or do anything to me that wasn't medically approved.
This isn't medical. This is idiotic.
This isn't medical.
Our background is mostly in carpentry. We use carpentry tools. We have a regular bit drill. We drill right into your head just like a 2x4.
I think that you should stick to drilling wood and not my head.
I think your concept of it is perhaps a little unrealistic. It's just a very simple matter.
Well, you know the saying, the cure was wonderful, but the patient died.
Thousands and thousands, and one day a big announcement was to the corral, a horse up for the hitch. We don't know what happened, but they found him in a ditch. Bruised cowboy,
bruised, bruised cowboy, he's got a lot to learn.
He went up to the dude ranch, a cowboy for to see, and there was Hezekiah with his horse up on his knee. He's just a dude, dude, dude cowboy. Outside and stand up.
Too tall?
Too sore. He's just a dude cowboy.
Dude, dude cowboy. He's got a lot to learn.
The bunk. Oh, when he got there, who do you think he saw? A skunk. Lonely cowboy.
Lonely cowboy. Because he can't go
sends another edition of Green Slime on Swag on WIDR Kalamazoo. So unbelievably groovy. Smooth and thought-provoking. We just heard Dude Cowboy by the Hoosier Hotshots. That particular track was found on a website of various rare recordings hosted by Phil Milstein. Just Google, I'm not going to read off the website, the whole thing, but just Google this phrase, probe is turning on the people. You'll find a number of tracks we played there. Before the Hoosier Hot Shots, we heard Raymond Scott's Secret Seven and the Cow Jumped Over the Moon. Coil and Sharp, Microphone in Brain, from the CD Audio Visionaries. Those are two guys who went around San Francisco streets and harassed people. During around 1963, I believe, they were visionaries. Of course, now you could imagine someone scheming, trying to make a recording of your very own thoughts, but of course, you won't make any money on it. Dan Melcher's Broke Review before that, me and J.G. Ballard. The Dirt Bombs, It's Not Fun Until They See You Cry. From their latest one, came out a few months ago, We Have You Surrounded. Gary Numan and a Tubeway Army, Oh, Didn't I Say? Now it's my suggestion for the biker gardener who is gardening at night. Gardening at night. Oh, Where's My REM? I could play that for him. I was afraid when he called. He said he was drinking and he said he was gardening. Gardening at night, and I was afraid he was going to say he was gardening at night in the nude. I don't know why I imagined that. It was just the thing that popped into my head. Anyway, The Damned before that. We heard one of the two. The Minutemen with The Product. Escape Mechanism. Today, The Fall with What About Us. Free Kitten. We heard Surf's Up. Free Kitten, that's a brand new thing, brand new group. We got their brand new album, Inherit. We got Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth, Julie of Pussy Galore, and Yoshimi of The Boredoms. Doing a little rock and roll super group. Before that, we heard Steinsky. Not sure how his name is pronounced. But we heard It's Up to You from What Does It All Mean. It's a new compilation of his various mix and match and hits and beats and stuffs. It's Up to You. You might have recognized the voice of the father of the current president of the United States. The father was named George Herbert Walker Bush. And if you know your history, you might know that he was also a president way back when. Memories. Then we heard Sun Ra and his Astro Solar Infinity Orchestra, Dance of the Living Image. He was getting really funky on the Moog there. It's from the Night of the Purple Moon. It's also a brand new CD we got here in the stacks. But of course, that is early 70s, I believe so. When was Sun Ra rocking the Moog? I should look these things up. Patricia Carley with a little French rock and roll, Les Lions. Camper Van Beethoven, I Love Her All the Time. Hong Vai with Lo Ai Song Nu. That's a Vietnamese cut from the Secret Museum of Mankind, Volume 1. The Maddox Brothers and Rose, Water Baby Boogie. People Like Us with the Grandma Song and Fun. Jimmy Drake, otherwise known as Nervous Norvis, singing a song for all the little cowboys out there. The Little Cowboy. Ah, yes, where the kitty cats play with the bunnies all day. That's also from the Probe is Turning on the People website. And we started Green Slime off with the Green Slime theme song by the band Green Slime.